Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to rain tonight. You heard Peyton Malone say that overnight, so make sure you... I said he's not said anything about neutral ground parking, but I would presume at some point they'll issue a text saying you'll be able to park because the rain's supposed to happen overnight, and then the cold front comes through, and by Wednesday, it all clears out. Windy, cool, north wind, highs of 70, and then 65 for a high on Thursday, 67 on Friday, 69 on Saturday, so not quite cold, really, other than lows in the 40s, mid-40s to 50s, and then nice during the day. It was not nice during the day on Saturday in the swamp in Florida. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I got so mad. I was saying this earlier, and I had to take it back because a friend of mine played football for Tulane, and he said, wear the shirt with respect, and I do, but I got so mad. At LSU on Sunday morning, I bought a Tulane shirt at Rouse's. But Melvin, in all fairness, this guy's an officer in Marine Corps and played at Tulane. He's right. I got to wear that shirt with pride because Tulane's having a great season, but that's neither here or there. You know, I was saying, Jeff, watching the game on Saturday, it just seemed to me that if you were to go back and look at the storylines from the beginning of the season to where we are now, one of the big disappointments or maybe mistakes was how good this offensive line was going to be for LSU, because I've not seen it, and it seems as though you got Garrett Nussmeier moving around a lot, and it also seems as though you have a lot of plays that take a long time to develop because they just can't line up and push anybody off the ball and run it straight forward. Thoughts on all that?
Oh, you're exactly right, Tommy. I mean, one of the great mysteries of this team has been the offensive line not living up to expectations going into the season, and it's been very disappointing. And what was a little weird about this game against Florida was that they actually had success running the football against Florida. And the thing that's been very good about LSU this year is making sure that Garrett Nussmeier has time to throw the football. This has been a good pass protection offensive line, and then that just all falls apart on Saturday. You're able to run the ball, but then you can't protect him, and he gets sacked seven times, and a lot of those sacks were just drive killers. It just puts you too far behind the chains. And you're right about plays developing so long. The way this offense is designed, the receivers, the routes are long, and they're just missing offensively. You know, guys that have elite skills, right? I mean, obviously last year you saw it with Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas. And, you know, and Aaron Anderson's had a really nice season. And Mason Taylor's a really good tight end. And every now and then you're going to get a big run out of Caden Durham. But you just don't have that guy that you can kind of throw the football to, you know, 7 or 8 yards, and he turns it into 30, 40, 50 yards. And this offense has really lacked that. And, even though they only committed three penalties on Saturday, it always just seemed like those three penalties came at the absolute worst time. One of them took a touchdown off the board. So it was another bad performance by this LSU team.
I don't think Caden Durham, look, we don't know, but I just if you look at the speed that he had and since he hurt his toes, I don't think Caden Durham's 100% healthy. Do you?
He probably is not, but again, I really thought the run game, you know, certainly gave him a chance. They had a little bit more balance in this game. Josh Williams had a couple of good carries as well. So they had a you know, they had a chance. There's no doubt when you go back to that South Carolina game and Caden Durham was barely used, and he comes in there with the fresh legs, and he gave a spark to LSU offensively in that game. And, you know, LSU, he had a long run against Alabama. But, you can't necessarily expect a running back to break off 40, 50-yard runs every single game. I thought he had a good game. I think the future is certainly bright with him and some of the other running backs that are coming into the program, and Harlan Berry and JT Lindsey. It's just that there's a lot more wrong with this team than, Caden Durham, that's for sure.
And I'm not, dump it on him or anything or put any blame on him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I think when it comes to turning a corner, when it comes to that just split second of difference, I don't think it's there with him since he got hurt. I don't know why, and let me take a break, Jeff. I didn't realize the clock. When we come back, we'll talk about Brian Kelly getting involved in the play calling. It seems like, you know.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if they're filling Garrett Nussmeier's head with too much stuff. I don't know if they don't give him time to do what he needs to do, but it just seems like there's no momentum when it comes to the LSU offense at all. Like, they just can't get anything going, and it's like one step forward, two steps back. Do you get that sense or not?
Yeah, certainly.
All right, we'll pick it up there. We come back. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist. No oomph, man. No momentum. It's like they can't get going. 7:21 traffic now, WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, 4th-and-1, you go for it midfield, you run straight, you got the best offensive line in the country, one of the better offensive lines in the country, right? What do you do, line up, just push them back at the yard? No, you run east to north, south, whatever the hell it is, I got my directions confused. Yeah, and a long developing play and you don't pick it up, sets a tone for the game. Jeff, you know, you got, who is it, I think, Kyron Lacy yelling at Brian Kelly on the sidelines.
Yeah,
is this thing getting ready to come unglued or what? Or has
man, it certainly seems like there's a lot of red flags here. A lot of red flags. You have two senior starters who are suspended for the first quarter or withheld from play in the first quarter, if you would, as Les Miles would say, because they're not living up to the standards of the program. Deshaun Womack, a promising pass rusher in your program, he doesn't even make the trip because of disciplinary issues. You got Kyron Lacy, as you saw, screaming at Brian Kelly as he was coming off the field. And, you know, football is an emotional game, but I don't think it's good when on the college level you got wide receivers screaming at coaches. I just think there's a lot of bad signs here. Whit Weeks telling the media on that 55-yard touchdown run that half the guys thought the play was the play was supposed to be this, and the other guys were running another play. Why is that still happening
at this point?
On week 10 of the season?
Yeah, exactly.
At week 10 of the season, Brian Kelly obviously getting more involved in the play calling. He's recognizing something's not right. It doesn't have a very good feel at this point. To see this team, the way they have played in the last 10 quarters, it isn't just they've run into a bad rut and they're going to get out of it. Something is fundamentally wrong. Something is wrong at the base of this team. There are problems with inside that football operations building that certainly need to be sorted out.
So when it comes to Bryce Underwood, does any of this have anything to do with that? And factor in that you know, they're offering him $10 million to stay in Michigan, not $10 million. I think it's over 4 years or something like that, $2.5 million a year or something like that.
Well, those that follow recruiting much closer than I do still feel like Bryce Underwood is nearly a sure thing to sign with LSU next month. But, again, what you're seeing here is not a very good sign with this LSU football program. And if Bryce Underwood is seeing some of these things and wondering, wait a minute, you know, is this really the place I want to go to a program that could be a sinking ship, certainly he could potentially reconsider. I don't know if he will, but it's what we've seen here. And really the last 2 weeks are going to be big, I think, because of that. I think you need to try to figure out how to salvage this season somehow. And the best way to do it is go out there and win these final three games. And Brian Kelly talked about it at the end of the game on Saturday, is that he's going to be looking for guys that are willing to want to try to fix this thing. But, you know, at this point of the year, you got a lot of guys, especially those that are, you know, draft eligible, or those guys thinking about NIL and this and all that kind of stuff, start thinking more about themselves than the team. And that's a battle that Brian Kelly has to deal with here over the final three games of the year.
You know, it's so frustrating, LSU having had so much problems with running quarterbacks. DJ Lagway had a hard time handing a ball off, it looked like. He was so hampered by his hamstring. So you can only imagine if. Anyway. All right, Jeff, thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Tommy, have a good one.
God bless us all. Say our prayers. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We'll talk to Pearson Cross when we come back, professor of political science at ULM, about the special session and the politics involved. Right now, time for WWL First News.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.